Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is David Love. Lana can't be here with us today. She has a family member to take care of. So I'm here with our special guest, Alexander Meeters of the Galactic Connection, a dear friend of ours we've been working with for quite a while now. Hi, Alexandra.
Hey, David, how are you?
Great. Thanks for coming on the show. It's so good to finally have you on here. It's been a while.
Yeah, thank you very much for your patience.
Like you were saying, it's the tests and challenges of life. We've got to just try to push through it, and we're still here. So, it's great to have you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Great to be here.
Yeah, so why don't you you're a bit of a celebrity in these circles. I've been on I was you were one of the first internet talk radio shows I was on as a guest many years ago, and it was an amazing show, and it really you actually facilitated my psychic awakening, my spiritual awakening, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
That was an interesting experience, wasn't it? I remember that radio show very well because you were going through kind of a spiritual crisis at the time. You know, trying to
Yes.
decide what direction you were going in, I believe.
Yeah, and you kind of assisted me along the way, but you didn't give that direct intervention, which I thought was great. You just sort of, you encouraged me and inspired me and guided me, and it was you were very instrumental in bringing me to where I am now. And you have your show on BBS Radio, and now I'm here with Lana, and you're on our show, so things come full circle.
I know, isn't it great? Thank you. Thank you, BBS Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Don, our producers. They're excellent, very knowledgeable.
know,
So,
David, it's really important for people to remember that this is a journey. And what I mean by that is we're not supposed to have all the answers. And this is what gets us impatient. It gets us confused. It gets us frustrated and it gets us down because we either have a perception that we think we need to have all the answers or we have kind of a sense of failure if we don't have all the answers. And the truth of the matter is, I don't care how enlightened you are, you're learning something every single day the more you open yourself up to allowing the world to unfold rather than having the expectation of what you think you know to be what is supposed to unfold.
that's so true. And I learned that lesson over the last couple of years that life is a journey, but it's not the destination, as they say. And it's really about the insights that you gather along the way. And that, it's interesting. I don't know if I heard this from you, but you know about my goddess experience, the divine feminine
Yeah.
essence, which is very strong in you. And I learned that lesson that. We don't know all of the answers, and we probably never will know all of the answers, and so we just have to accept that acceptance is really important. And I was always on the path of illumination, which is about gathering knowledge from the higher worlds, higher knowledge, and it's the quest for knowledge, but you never really find those answers because we're the ones giving meaning to life. So it's really our interpretation of things, and I've learned that it's all about personal truths anyhow. So we really have to just be satisfied.
Well, and on top of that, I think there is a misperception as to what we mean by the truth. Because no one is going to have the same truth. Yes, there are universal laws, okay, that we should work within or at least be comfortable within. But there are not specific truths that I must align with because you do. And so because of that, that is another thing that I feel just from the countless emails that I receive, that tends to derail people, is that they think that they don't have the truth, when in actuality, they really do. They just may have a misalignment of their spirit wanting to go in one direction and their physicality maybe possibly going in another. It doesn't really necessarily have to do with they don't have the truth. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Like I said, I think it's about personal truths and we're the ones giving interpretation of the experiences that we have in life. And it's may or may not be accurate. And it may be that some people agree with us and other people don't. And we just need to respect and be open to other people's innocent beliefs and just not get so bent out of shape when somebody disagrees with us. You know, I do believe in the serenity prayer, and that's been my primary philosophy of life, that we have to accept the things that we can't change, and we need to be able to change the things that we feel are really important if we can, and just have the wisdom to know what really is important. And I guess it's very much it's that balance between the dark and the light. And, you know, I talk a lot about the illusion of duality, and I know you know a lot about that. I read your newsletters every day, so I think we're on the same track, on the same page with that concept.
Yeah, and you know, there too, I've had many people say to me that there is such an important role to play by being the observer of both the dark and the light. It's one of those things where we don't necessarily want to not see or acknowledge darkness. And at the same time, that we don't want to see only the light. It's very important for us to be in a state of balance. I mean, that's what they mean by the yin and the yang and the male and the female and being able to become in union with all of that and be in union with the all is. So, we tend to become very polarized even in our desire to become spiritual, David, you know. And this is something that I feel that we're all learning about right now. This is probably the biggest thing that the enlightened ones are going through, is having such an intense desire to serve and become reconnected, because truly we haven't ultimately been connected, because we've had at least 10 of our strands for a long period of time deactivated, okay? But to be able to have that reconnection, which we so badly want back, and in the process of doing so, you know, that's all we're focusing on, is the light, the light, the light.
All right.
You know, but that's not that that's bad or good. It's just that we need to remind ourselves that as we move towards more of a galactic perspective and a galactic society, which is literally going to be in our lifetime, we need to remember that we need to agree to disagree. That this is probably the biggest thing we're learning right now, learning to agree to disagree and saying, you know, that's okay that I don't agree with your point of view.
For sure. We need to be open. And I almost teach non-belief, because I know, you know, from my spiritual awakening with you and other women, that that divine feminine energy or essence really thinks that relationships are far more important than personal beliefs, and that relationships should come first. And so I almost teach non-belief. I teach respecting other people's innocent beliefs. That doesn't mean, you know, there's a basic behavioral rules in society that you don't hurt other people or other living things, and we shouldn't accept that. But, you know, when it comes to just things that really aren't all that important and that ruin our relationships, personal relationships, we need to rise above that. And it's interesting, you know, I see so many, I have people come to me every week almost who believe they're the Messiah or the prophet or, and I actually think it's great, because these are people who are becoming self-actualized. And although they, you know, it's a bit ego-based, they're really becoming the Buddha or the Christ consciousness, and I guess we need to encourage that, encourage people and support them in their ambitions in some ways, or at least foster that feeling that they're getting, that wisdom that they're receiving.
Well, and what I had a conversation with somebody the other night is what if, in fact, yes, there will be and have been avatars, you know, visiting the planet for quite some time, but, you know, at specific intervals. But what if, in fact, the Messiah was also interpreted as a specific group of people whose sole journey and mission was to spread that avatar's message, you know, which we often refer to as the Christ consciousness. This is basically what we're doing. And I remind people all the time that we get very caught up in vocabulary such as the word leader and follower, but in fact, those of us that have taken more of a lead role in jumping down that rabbit hole, okay, which takes courage. It takes courage to walk away from just about everything you've been brought up to believe in and to ostracize yourself from all of those different, you know, friends and family members that you were so comfortable to be around and literally just say, no, I got to do this because I got to be true to myself. It takes a lot of courage to do that, and we have done that. So we truly are leading and blazing a trail for the other 99% of the population. And because of that, it's essential for us to kind of lighten up on ourselves. we had this major conversation the other night about how we all tend to get so serious. We get so caught up in the fact that we want so badly to assist in the change that we forget about the daily joy. You know, and I when I say that, I'm just as guilty because I'm very on fire, as you know, with what I do and just so dedicated to what I believe to be what I want to bring forth, you know, in serving others. And sometimes, you know, I forget, oh my gosh, how many hours have I worked today? You know, I mean, I was doing the 22-hour workday. It was insane.
For sure, you know,
and
when I'm up.
It was like,
I see your messages on your posts on Facebook flashing from your Galactic Connection website. I'm like, oh, she's up doing it too. It's that mission, that drive to complete the mission and the shared vision. And it's and I tend to feel the same way, that I often miss out on having just the joy in life. But, you know, but then in thinking that, you do come back to that and you do try to fit that in, because that's really important.
Well, we have. Listen, here's the thing. So many of us have waited for this moment, right? I mean, we've talked about it. We've dreamt about it. We've envisioned it. We've, you know, gone to seminars about it. We read books about it. We watch videos about it. We have talks about it. You know, we go away for four-day meditations about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're there. Now we're in it. We are literally in it. That which we've been just praying would come forward. We're like right in the midst of it. This is an incredibly exciting time to be alive. And so I just want to remind everybody, and I think everybody knows me well enough to know that when I'm saying this stuff, I'm talking to myself too. You know, we all need to remind ourselves to lighten up and really have joy, really remember to have fun. Because we've gotten through probably some of the toughest stuff.
That's so true. Couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, you and I have exchanged messages and talked a lot about this over the last couple of years. And it is an exciting time. And so what is going on in the world, Alexandra? You know, I mean, I'm aware of the game of life, and I almost sometimes feel that I'm between two worlds, and I feel that this is very scripted. And I feel that I'm playing a role in the human drama, or the human experiment. So for me, this is all very almost expected, the things that are happening in the world, the global issues. And even the way I met you and Jonah Bolt of the Starseed Society, and how everyone's coming together. and working together on this shared vision, this is something that isn't that unusual for me or unexpected. But certainly, it looks like we're facing enormous odds at this time, with everything that's going on, and it's rapidly escalating, this paradigm shift, the global wars, the escalation of violence and the climactic change and the fragile global economy. All of these things are bearing down on us, and it looks like dark times, but yet exciting times too, because this is the change that we've been waiting for, as you said.
You know, David, honestly, if this was not going on, I would be shocked, because I tend to look at everything as a macrocosm of the microcosm within ourselves. So we are all going through a massive purification process. We are going through an unwinding of our various timelines. And it's deliberate. We made sure that we were incarnated at this time to dump as much baggage as we could for whatever we perceive to be our next plan, our next mission, our next purpose, our next planet, whatever it is that we, you know, on our higher self level, we really want to lighten the load, especially if we've been very dedicated to the planet Earth mission of assisting in this transitional period. It's time and time and time again that many present planet Earth as one of the most difficult, if not the most difficult, planets to live on, because it's so imprisoned, it's so oppressive in many, many different ways. So when I answer a question like, hey, wow, what's going on with the world? All you have to do is take a look at what's going on within yourself. And if you listen to people and the way that they are coming out, it blows my mind. I mean, I was at a restaurant the other day, and I thrive on dropping a few little bombs here and there to wake people up. And, you know, anytime I go out, I always, if somebody's got a frown on their face, I try to, you know, pick them up. I try to make them smile, you know, that kind of thing. Or if they're even somewhat open, I will try to provide them some sort of piece of information that gets them to think outside the box. And I was at a store the other day, and this woman said to me, she says, you know, it's the strangest thing. She says, we got these new clothes in, and this outfit is not even that popular, but today, not once, not twice, but three times, people came walking in, and all three of them bought the same outfit. And they just went right to it and said, you know what, this is what I want. And I said, well, that's not strange at all. And I explained how energy works and how there's a pathway that's created. And, you know, and I mean, you should have seen this woman. She was absolutely blown away, which led to about a 30-minute conversation asking me a myriad of questions and literally asking us to stay. She even bribed us with a glass of wine inside the store. But my point to you is that is a representation, a true representation. It was random. It was not expected. It was allowed, and it just occurred. And it, to me, it's a very good representation of what the world is truly experiencing within the spirit. And that's what I typically look at most importantly, because I do feel that the spirit will prevail. And so there's too much change going on. There's too much light penetrating the planet. There's too much of each of our bodies going through the what I call the crystallization morphing, which, you know, can be not so fun sometimes. But ultimately, you have a knowingness within your body that you're going to be lighter, freer, and have easier ability to travel, and you're getting ready to take back your gift. I mean, how exciting is that? If I have to go through a little pain to get there, hey, I'm game. So my
Well,
answer, I mean, and I can get into the global stuff. I can definitely get into that, but I just want everyone to know that this has to happen. All of this purification, even the wars, we have to also remind ourselves, especially what I've learned from doing the Galactic Connection blog. My God, so much of the information is based on someone else's agenda. And we need to remind ourselves of that. How much of this is complete truth? How much is it truth in their perspective versus the reality? So if we don't get caught up in like, oh God, there's 75 wars going on, and there's this many people killed, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, frankly, my opinion is we have so much intervention going on right now that things would be a lot worse. A whole lot
Yes,
worse.
way more. It's
I
very
mean,
true.
We should be sitting here sending gratitude in magnanimous ways to the Allied forces because we have been protected beyond people's comprehension.
That's right. I'm very aware of dark forces are the enemies of humanity, but there's also the allies of humanity who are working on our behalf, that divine intervention. And I've certainly had personal encounters with some of these dark entities and out-of-body experiences. I don't know what some of them were, but heard a lot about them from you and from other people, their names. And so that we have the control that we have over our lives and what we can do. And then there's the things going on in reality that we can't control. So we just need to be aware of that and be the independent observer and be centered within ourselves. And I know I can speak to my own personal experience with the paradigm shift, which started right around the time that I came on your show, like I said before. And it was that, you know, it's that facing your inner darkness, your demons, and really emptying out all those things, looking at your thoughts and feelings independently. And I think this is almost the same conversation I had on your show as your guest. And it was a, you know, that summer, that was a terrible experience for me, really. It was very, very upsetting,
yeah.
And I had to go through all of that, and it was really hard. And but I made it, and I'm here, and I feel pretty good. And I
you
can
know,
tell
you
everyone.
You know what, David? You know what, David? One thing I want to say is I know how difficult that was for you, because your whole entire persona was wrapped around this image and perspective of who you are. And that literally went out the window in like the blink of an eye. And you
Sure.
literally had to rewrite your own identity. So I commend you, because I know it wasn't easy for you. But one thing I want to also remind you and your audience is how amazing we are that we are walking within the enemy camp. I thought about this the other day, and I'm not trying to be morbid here, but let's just say outside this matrix, or the dome that many people think it is, or the planet itself, or what have you. Outside of this, we perceive it to be that I think the numbers are 98.2% of all extraterrestrials are of the light. Okay? That leaves, what, 1.8%? And guess where they all are, folks? You know? They're here! And we are walking amongst them. We are in their camp. We are essentially in their realm. And we have survived, and it's been tough, and we have come through against all odds, and things are getting easier, and I've asked a lot of people that.
Okay.
Psychic attack is getting a little bit easier. I'm not saying for everybody, okay? I'm not diminishing your personal experiences, but I'm just saying overall. I heard from Tori Smith the other day, that a decree was made, and a lot of these really nasty weapons that are being used by, like, the NSA and other military factions against us, they have been neutralized. So these things are little by little. I also know what I did last September, October, November with Sandy and Chris in Africa. That was huge, okay, being able to bring down the Archon population. That was a major, major victory for humans. Huge. You know, that's just one of many, many things. I mean, we had the seven portals blow open. We had the cosmic gateway open up so that other dimensions of these higher beings that serve the light or have access to us now. We have the accessibility now, where they actually can access us. I was on an interview the other day with Sheldon. He agreed. I kept saying, I swear I know that there's UFOs above my house. I mean, there was low in the sky. And he says, yeah. He says they're camping out in certain locations to protect certain people, and they're also there if you have a higher awareness. So, come on. I mean, that's something new. That's not something that's been happening a whole lot. And this is, even though they're just, you know, the main thing is they're just kind of subtly unfolding. And if I didn't learn anything from the interview I had with Sheldon, the one thing he said to me is, it must be done this way. It must be done gradually so that it does not jar or impact the human race in a negative way. This is such an aha moment for me. We couldn't handle it any other way.
So I've been very amazing. It's been an incredible time, so much happening all at once. And again, not unexpected that we're seeing all of this, especially at such a defining moment for us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
and you know, there's a rumor, you know, regarding the world question that you asked me. The rumor goes that Putin was actually in bed with a reptilian faction, which is now, you know, this is scuttlebutt, so we don't know for sure, but which is now a humanoid ET faction. And, I mean, basically, now where we are is the different types of ET races that oversee some of the certain continents, they're kind of going at it right now. So it is getting closer. It's coming to a head. More and more of these beings are very tired. They don't want to keep going. And according to the Anchara Treaty, you know, supposedly that decree has already been put out there that the dark needs to knock this off.
So that's interesting. I don't know a lot about these things, but this is all very interesting to me. I may or may not have encountered a reptilian. I know we've had Dr. Adwij Bing on our show with Affirmations for Living in the past, on a past episode, and she recounted her experience, out-of-body experience, I believe, with a reptilian. You know, I've heard you talk about Archons and the Kabul, and these are things I'm not totally familiar with. My higher self, you know, I've spoken to you about, is the one that they call the God of War, the former God of War, excuse me. Now I believe the God of Compassion, Kindness, and Understanding, and Love, because, you know, I think that we define ourselves, and we don't have to accept what other people, how other people label us. So, you know, this is my life, and I am representing this higher power, and so that, you know, I'm the one that's defining this collective being. So this divine masculine source. So, but I'm only given as much information as necessary to carry out my role. So
exactly,
I receive it as I need it, and I'm getting it from you now, of course, as I always have. I think you you when we even before I met you in an email, you said that we may have had some kind of a past life experience where you were my oracle or something. I'm not sure, but that there was certainly a soul connection there. So, I am starting to pick up on everything that you're saying.
Yes, I agree. And I just read something yesterday that's just kind of really been profound. I'm still processing it right now, which is, have we come from the future and come here at this time to literally realign the past, to make up for the past? Or have we been born from somebody from the past and we're moving into the future? You know, that's a very profound question. Those are the kinds of things that I mull on from time to time. They would be completely different ways of seeing our reality today. But let's just say that we, you know, let's just say that we were sent here from the future to assist in preventing something really terrible from the past. It sure makes sense that we're gonna get it right this time.
I think you're right. And in mysticism, we don't, you know that we don't have time. That time is a human-based concept, and that the universe doesn't work on clocks and calendars. So if you were to have an out-of-body experience or become an astral traveler, we would see that we can travel between the past and the future because it's just a mental, it's a mental journey, really. So it's all there. There's no separation in time between realities, and there are so many alternate realities. There are an infinite number, and we do have one friend who I haven't spoken with in a while who said she's a being who's come from the future to make that future happen now. So, we already know the end result of one particular reality, and this person's come to fulfill that. And I do know I have a soul connection with this person. There's always that recognition, that old soul feeling, somehow between people, within members of a soul tribe or a star family. So maybe that's exactly what's happening here. Maybe we're gathering together to prevent something bad from happening, that we do, or should I say, an outcome that we'd rather not have, in favor of a future reality that's more positive for us, and to get things right, as you
Well,
said.
or maybe that outcome already did happen,
Sure.
and we've come here to rewrite because, you know, everything's a program. We're rewriting the program. We're creating a new op sub operating system, essentially, you know.
Maybe this is a new, totally new reality for us that we're creating now. I don't know. There's different metaphysical theories on that all the outcomes already exist. But then again, I do believe in the expanding universe theory, expanding consciousness, that consciousness is always expanding, the collective consciousness, and that it's all about spiritual growth and evolution. So hard to
Absolutely.
say, but those are the answers that we may never know. And even many spirits on the other side do not have these answers. When you speak to mediums and family members come through them and give us spirit messages, they don't have the answers. Usually these answers come from beings in the higher realms, and they may not give us that information. I don't think anyone on the planet really has all of those answers yet, so.
Well, I guess because we are living under the veil and we opted to, you know, live within this very restrictive way of creating what we want and seeing how well we can do it without having all of our senses and our gifts intact. I mean, I mean, I just, this is why I feel that so many of the other races are looking at us in awe, because there are many, 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 many beings that would not give up their connection with the all is, you know, the Creator God. They would not walk away from that and be here at this time. They just weren't willing to do that with all the work and investment that they gave. I mean, it's a huge, huge amount of dedication and courage to do what all of us have done to be here at this time.
I agree, and you're speaking to a large group of people who, in our network, who are social activists, and we have our light warriors, our guardians, we have our light healers in our network, and they're all trying to figure this out as much as you and I are, and I think we can all be leaders, and we can all achieve greatness in this life, whatever your measure of success is, and you know, so we just need to keep moving forward and realize that we're eternal beings and not get so frustrated when we hit these roadblocks.
I agree.
Yeah. And hey, Alexandra, could you tell us some, it's interesting. I became aware of, you know, the guardian role, the light warrior role, or the spiritual warrior, but maybe sometime after I met you. And then I discovered that you had a guardian group, and I became part of that. And you know, that's on your website, galacticconnection.com. And it goes back to the Templars, which I'm aware of too, in my own history. So what is that role? I see that as the defender or protector role.
Actually, it's a multitude of things. I mean, most people will initially think of a guardian as someone who is here to guard and protect, and that's of course a given.
Okay.
But it goes far beyond that, and I do believe that there is a very specific group of us that have literally been selected or sent, you know, and it was a mutual agreement. But we're selected back into this time period to assist in this transition to bring forth the encodement and the reminders and the awakening of the Christ consciousness, number one. But also to, I think ultimately, and it hasn't happened yet, but I think ultimately we will be able to bring forth our gift. You know, you see a lot of these shows on TV right now, and it's not by accident, where they have their superpowers. I think there was one called 4400, and there's another one, I can't remember what it's called. But it's very interesting how each one of them has their own very special gift. And I really do believe that that is us that's about to unfold. We have one thing in common, which is, we really work towards having the highest of integrity, really trying to maintain our focus on the goal at hand rather than getting too distracted with, you know, drama and dissension and things like that, which, as you know, plagues the internet. We live our lives ultimately for the cause. And we can't help it. It's like we've felt it since we were children. You know, and people thought we were a little bit intense, maybe a lot intense.
Sure.
You might have caught yourself when you were a kid, when you had really close friends. You might have caught yourself saying, you know, I love you so much, I'd die for you. And this is a very typical kind of nuance that is felt amongst the guardians. We have very unique etheric fields. We have very unique abilities. We are shapeshifters, you know, and that is because we are sent in to very dark, intense places, and we transmute just by our mere presence. Okay. Especially depending on how much, you know, how much work you've done, et cetera. I know some guardians have had to actually calm down their force field because they were too powerful, to the point where it was almost abrasive. I've even had some people write into me and say, wow, you know, I've gone into rooms where nobody wanted to sit next to me, and I grew up my whole life you know, thinking, what's wrong with me? And what it really had to do with is how powerful their auric field was. And these were people that never even met them. But the Guardians are a very unique group. I do feel, ultimately, that there is a connection between they and the original purpose, Knights Templar. I do believe that they hold a lot of knowledge even without knowing it at this point, at this stage. And, I mean, I could go on and on. There's just so many things. They definitely are carrying particular ancient wisdom so that that level of wisdom and stability is carried through at this time. They are the anchors of light. They have the ability to funnel massive amounts of light when they're doing light work, by the way. Sometimes others that would be doing the same type of light work, that would be too much for a particular type of light worker because that's not their role. Doesn't mean they're worse than, less than, better than, you know, I'm not going there. It's just that's the role of the Guardians. They are here to anchor the grid. They're here to work directly with the planet. And I am all about feeding our energy into the new light grid, not into the existing corrupted grid.
Right.
I mean, I am really big. I'm really big about that.
We need to create the reality that we truly desire. And I do remember, and the light workers play an equally important role as much as the Guardians do, and everyone has special gifts and talents and knowledge to offer to
us. So
there's no competition here, and
absolutely not. And we, you know what, David, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I feel so passionate about this. It is time for every one of us to understand that each one of us plays an exceptionally important role, and we have all been chosen ultimately in a certain way to play out that role. And we agreed to it. You know, not only were we selected, but we elected to do
yes.
it. So there is
yes,
no
we...
there is no you know, elitism going on here. It's just a matter of, you know, as my father used to say, he was a fighter pilot. And he used to tell me all the time that the most important person in his life was the mechanic. And I said, well, isn't it the pilot? He says, no. He says, it's the mechanic, because the pilot can't do their job until the mechanic makes sure that the pilot, that the plane flies. And the same is true of us. We each have a very important role to really, I'm going to call it an enterprise, to complete this enterprise that we have all taken on, you know, on a much higher realm that maybe we perhaps don't remember.
That's right. There's this coming together where we're sort of rediscovering our souls and our purpose and our higher and our passion. So that's part of the paradigm shift, that we reach that and we reach to our higher calling and we accept that. And for me, for thousands of years, my path, I'm aware, was the path of illumination, the path of the mystic, which was an outer journey. And now in this life, thanks to the divine feminine essence, I'm discovering enlightenment, which is more of a heart-centered path. It's more about love. So, but, you know, but we're like you said, we're all dark and light, and those dark and light are just labels, and it's just duality. We are whole people. So that's part of the rediscovery process.
Definitely. And you know, we are really trying to learn the balance of that. And we've been, if you think about it, if you step back and you think about how much we've been subjugated, you know, I mean, just the oppression on every level within our life, it is absolutely amazing to me, the human race. I mean, sometimes it just brings tears to my eyes that we don't see our magnificence.
People are
And
resilient
we
and
just really, yeah, we are so amazing that we've made it through this. And it's high time that we receive our rewards. And they're coming. They're coming. You know, we're getting closer and closer. By the way, I just have to say this. I am extremely excited. I am about to, in fact, it's going down tonight. I just had part one interview with Stephen Bassett. Are you familiar with who he is?
No, I'm not.
Stephen Bassett is the gentleman that put together the Congress White House hearing regarding the truth embargo and disclosure with the U.S. government. And you got to catch that interview tonight. It is super major,
Oh, awesome.
David. Yeah, and it's part one. There's a part two, but it's really good news, folks. It'll give you a shot in the arm, as they say.
And we can find this on galacticconnection.com.
Yeah, and
Okay.
there's a radio tab and there's a radio box. You know, you can find it in either way.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I think we only have, I don't know, maybe less than 5 minutes left, and I didn't promote on the show that you'd be talking about Michael Tellinger and your work in South Africa with him, but you know, you do have your interview with him on your website too, and also with Jonah Bolt on Starseed Society, Starseed Radio. So you know, maybe we don't, I don't think we have time to really go into it now, but
Well, you know, in fact, I'm about to, I need to talk to Michael and hook up with him anyway. I may be doing an updated interview with him pretty shortly. And I did just talk to Jonah, and I'm supposed to be hooking up with him as well. So maybe we'll have something about that. But there's always another time, right?
there is. As long as we're here, there's another time. So, you know, we can certainly have you on our show again. This has been a great show. Lots of great information from you. Really appreciate it coming on our show. I know Lana wanted to ask about Nibiru, Planet X, if you had a minute to talk about that. I think that's sort of a big topic, but
You know, it's such a hot topic right now because of the new interview that came out through Project Camelot. And he is basically saying that, you know, in 2016, Nibiru is really going to be causing a lot of issues on planet and everything. I don't know. I guess the difficulty I have, and this is what I'm going to leave everybody with, is for us to come so far and to have such a massive amount of light opening up the planet, and I mean massive compared to even a year ago. And all of us, don't forget, it's not just an external, it's not just opening up portals and gateways and all kinds of things, not just grid lines. It's us. We're becoming lighter, and we're like little portals of light.
right.
So I really firmly believe, is that where we want to go? We're creators. We can do this the way we want to do it. And I keep reminding my clients all the time, there are no more rules. This is a
No.
whole new ball game. This is the begin. There isn't this rite of passage stuff. Okay? We are creating a whole new world. We are creating a whole new set of protocols or whatever you want to call it. Is that what we want? We want to be in darkness for a year? I mean, honestly, I really believe that we can create whatever we want with the
We can't.
assistance of the light.
Those limitations that we perceive are just limitations of the mind, and we have unlimited possibilities, and we are really offspring of the collective source, the divine intelligence. So we can create any reality that we desire. And I learned this truth. I used to fear these dark entities when I encountered them because they come in fearsome forms, but I realized it was just fear. And they no longer even come near me because I don't
Good.
accept it,
Awesome.
and I know better. And We are more powerful than any of these. I'll say this now, I don't care who's listening. We are more powerful than these reptilians, these Kabul, these. We are the source. So we have nothing to fear. We are eternal beings. We are infinite beings of love and light, should we choose to accept that. And we can. So.
Agreed. And that's what makes the human race so special, is that we do have special gifts. Why else would they want to be hybriding with us? Why do they want our eggs? Why do they want to abduct us all the time? Why are they obsessed with us, folks? It's because we have what they don't have. And we can do this. We can create our new reality just the way we want to. We
We
just need to
can, and we
unite.
should. Well, we've got about 45 seconds left, so I just want to thank you for coming on the show, Alexandra. This was
You are
excellent,
most
excellent
welcome.
show. So
You are
grateful to
most
you
welcome,
for
David.
everything.
Well, you too. And you keep up the good work.
Thanks, Alexandra. We'll be in touch, and just want to thank everyone for listening in, and we'll see you next time on Universal Soul Love. We have Sasha Stone of New Earth Nation coming on our show in a couple of weeks. So we're really looking forward to that. See you next time.